Hello, Sarah Fernando. Thank you for agreeing to speak with us. You're the director of MunLar. Can you tell me something about MunLar, how long it has existed, what are its aims, who is involved?
MunLar stands for Movement for National Land and Agriculture Reform. It's an organization of, it's a network of organizations of about 40 different organizations, mainly farmers' organizations working in rural areas. This was started at the beginning of 1990, but prior to that, the people involved in MunLar have been working with farmers in Sri Lanka for at least another 15 years. The work of MunLar is to largely work on issues related to land and agriculture, food security, nutrition, and rural poverty.
We've been following your milk campaign. What are MunLar's concerns?
Sri Lanka was a country that had been producing domestic milk with small-scale household dairy farming for a long time. So very similar to in India, where we were producing considerable milk locally, domestically, and this was available to people both in the rural areas and also in the cities at a fairly low cost. In 1977, with the change of economic policies, where the state involvement in the economy was reduced, it was decided to close down the National Milk Board, which was a government institution set up to collect and redistribute domestic milk locally. And at that time, when this National Milk Board was functioning, fresh milk was available quite freely among many people at a very low cost. Now, in early 1980s, Nestle was invited by the government of Sri Lanka to help development of the dairy industry in Sri Lanka. They were initially asked to be responsible also for collecting domestic milk in place of the National Milk Board, and they started doing this in three districts. Since then, this has been spread into other areas, and Nestle is one of the largest collectors of domestic milk in the country at the moment. But since then, since 1980s, when they started this, since they offer a very, very low price to the domestic producers, this has been a real discouraging factor for local producers to produce milk, because at the moment, Nestle offers something like 15 Sri Lankan rupees to a pint of milk, which is much less than the cost of water. There is bottled water available in the country, and the cost of a bottle of water is of that quantity is higher than the cost of milk. Therefore, it is not at all worthwhile for domestic producers to go on producing milk. Now, this has led to, since Nestle took over, though they undertook the responsibility of helping in the development of domestic milk industry, over the nearly, say, more than 20 years, the domestic fresh milk production has really got very badly destroyed. There is very little domestic milk produced at the moment. Whatever milk that is collected by Nestle is almost completely converted into powdered milk. They don't sell milk any longer as fresh milk. Therefore, availability of fresh milk in the country has gone down tremendously. Now, with this kind of, in fact, what has been done is to expand the market for imported powdered milk. There are three companies involved. Nestle is the biggest among them. There is the other company, Anchor, and there is another company with a local name called Malibu. Now, these people are now monopolizing the whole marketing of sale of powdered milk in the country. And since they have a monopoly, they have been increasing their prices to a very large extent. It has become so bad that moment, the price of 400 gram packet of powdered milk, which is the milk that is available largely for even for children, the cost is over 120 rupees. The cheapest variety is 120 rupees for 400 grams. And Sri Lanka has about 1.2 million families who are getting a monthly income of less than 1,500 rupees a month, the family income. Now, this is more than half the population. So, if there is a baby who needs to be fed with milk, what is available is this powdered milk sold by Nestle and other companies, and the cost of that milk required by a small baby of 1 year, 2 years or 3 years would come to, say, they would require about 10 packets for a month, and that would come to about, say, more than 1,200 rupees for the month. Now, that is almost equivalent to their entire month's income. Now, on that basis, there is about half the population of the people in Sri Lanka who are so poor that they can't even buy the required milk powders, which is the only variety available largely, even if they spend their full month income on milk alone. Now, therefore, we started campaigning against this criminal price that is given to that has been set up for milk powders. And Nestle, when this issue was raised and we started campaigning on it, more than 350 organizations in Sri Lanka joined in this campaign, and they demanded from the government to intervene and try to see how milk prices could be decreased. There were proposals like cutting down on advertising expenses. There's a tremendous lot of advertising going on, and this does another damage of promoting mothers and parents to give this kind of artificial powdered milk to their children, including babies. And this is being very highly promoted through a tremendous lot of advertising on which they spend quite a lot of money. They say that they don't spend much money on that, but we know that they are spending quite a lot of money on this. And they even refuse to cut down on their advertising expenses. We demanded that they cut down on the packaging expenses, for instance, not to make it unsafe, but fancy packaging with beautiful cardboard boxes and so on are not necessary. Now, we said cut down on those expenses and give these poorest people milk at a lower price. We also demanded from the government to remove the taxing on imported milk so that milk could be given at a lesser price. The government agreed to do it, but they didn't implement it. Therefore, milk prices are still very, very high, and it is completely beyond the reach of more than half the population who are very poor. Now Nestle claims that they are not making any profits out of this, and we don't believe that that when they say that they are running this at a loss, we don't believe it, because the profits or losses are determined according to the prices that they spend for importing, and they import their milk from their own companies outside. Therefore, the prices are decided by the same companies. Therefore, nobody knows the accurate figures about this. Therefore, we feel that this is a real serious crime that Nestle and others are committing. They have given priority to their profits and their market, and at the expense of children of more than 2.1 million families.
When we have raised this at public meetings where we've encountered Nestle, Nestle's claimed that it's actually aiding dairy farmers in Sri Lanka in buying milk from them, and has even said that it's set up model farms. Is the strategy that Nestle says it's employing in any way helping to give security to these farmers or to alleviate poverty?
We are not aware of any model farms set up by Nestle in the country. The only thing that they do is, the largest thing that they do is they collect domestic milk that is produced by small farmers in their own scale, but the price that they give for milk is so low that they can't even meet the cost of cattle feed with the price that they give. In fact, right now, at this moment, there's a big campaign going on in Hatton, in the hill country, where the small-scale dairy farmers are fighting over the very high prices of cattle feed and the very low prices given by Nestle. So it is very obvious that Nestle is not in no way helping the domestic production of milk. They are not helping the farmers at all. Even when they undertook to provide the farmers with good quality cows and so on, they didn't do anything on their own. What they did was to get it from the livestock board, which is a government setup, and give it on loan to farmers. It was not helping the farmers at all. As a result, for over 20 years, Nestle has been largely in control of this whole sector, and the domestic production of milk has completely deteriorated, which proves that over 20 years, Nestle has not helped small farmers at all.
Now, you mentioned the high cost of the imported milk, which is beyond the reach of many people in Sri Lanka. What is stopping these families from buying directly from the farmers as they did in the past, when the milk is much cheaper?
Yeah, now, at the moment, the number of farmers who are producing domestic milk has gone down tremendously. Therefore, there is much less milk produced locally, because, you know, when these farmers produce milk, they would like to use that milk for themselves and sell something and get an income to keep the cattle going. But the price offered by Nestle is far below the required price to sustain this kind of farming. Therefore, there is very little fresh milk that is available. In fact, wherever it is available, they share it with a few families around, but for large-scale distribution in the country, the whole distribution mechanism has been destroyed, largely by Nestle coming in, because Nestle was handed over this responsibility by the government. And it's a terribly destructive policy of privatization and giving it over to the private sector of the government, as advocated by the World Bank, that has destroyed this whole setup.
Beverly Mirando is somebody from Sri Lanka who is a legal officer for Nestle Lanka, and for the past few years she's been working as senior policy advisor at Nestle UK, and she speaks about Nestle's activities in the developing world at public meetings. When we've raised the issues of what is happening in Sri Lanka with the milk campaign and their promotion of baby milks, she claims that there are no complaints being raised within Sri Lanka, and it's just people within England that are complaining.
Right.
How do you respond to this claim?
Now, I am the secretary of this organization, MONLA, Movement for National Land and Agriculture Reform. We initiated this campaign, and within a matter of less than a month, 350 organizations, including many rural level people's organizations, joined in this campaign, demanding for reasonable prices and also asking the government to intervene and promote domestic milk production and so on. There was a massive campaign in Colombo, that was around August, I don't remember exactly the date. Anyway, well, in that campaign, there were more than almost 500 mothers who came from very distant areas throughout the country, and they were pleading at the center of the city in Colombo, asking that their children be saved. And there were more than 500 mothers who participated in this, including the others who joined. It would have been, say, something like 700 to 800 people. But this is a very widespread protest action, of course, due to other reasons like the whole discussions on the war and politics and elections and so on. We couldn't sustain this for very long. The political situation didn't allow that to be sustained, not because any of these problems have been solved. And people are still very angry and are very hurt by this very criminal policy of the milk companies and of the government. It's a rights campaign.
Mr. Fernando, Director of Monla, thank you for spending this time with us to explain your campaign, and best wishes for the future.